3.
Uh-oh, was all anyone could think as Sparrow Cooper raced up the Jags sideline with the game's opening kickoff. High hopes filled Everbank Field after an impressive win at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Plus, this Los Angeles team was already seen as one of the up-and-comers in the NFL. In less than 15 seconds, the home team was down 7-0, and a big crowd and a big national audience wondered about the veracity of these Jags. They didn't wonder long.
The give to Fournette. He's got some room to the 30. 35 for Leonard Fournette. Into the open field. Leonard Fournette is in the secondary. Leonard Fournette is going to go the distance. Leonard Fournette just answered for the Jaguars. He went 75 yards. And the Jaguars have matched the Rams' score. What a start to this ball game. Settle in for this one, folks. We're going to be here a while. Rams 7. Jags 7. We've had one play from scrimmage. Unbelievable.
When he crossed the goal line on the game's first offensive play, he had back-to-back runs with touchdowns of 75 yards or longer. He finished the Steelers game with a 90-yard touchdown and became the first player in NFL history with touchdown runs of 75 or more yards on consecutive plays. Now here's Jeff with a different look.
Leonard Fournette's game-time 75-yard touchdown against the Rams. What a great job against a fortified defense. Let's take a look. The Rams have a famous defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips, and look at how many guys he has in the box. Count them. 9. And 9 guys aren't enough to stop Leonard Fournette. He gets one key block from the end zone. Let's take a look. Patrick Omame gets just enough of the linebacker to spring Fournette. And then from there on out, a mistake by the safety. Not quite respecting the speed of Leonard Fournette, and the angle isn't good enough. And bye-bye, Leonard Fournette.